Victorian farmers maintain fury over the emergency services levy. On Sunday, they joined hundreds of CFA volunteers at a rally held at the Victorian Premier's hometown in Bendigo. Local farmers are set to see a 150% increase in tax compared to the previous fire services property levy. Other grievances discussed were renewable energy targets. The Wires Are Agents asked the president of the Wimmera Mallee Environmental and Agricultural Protection Association, Ross Johns, how farmers in his community are feeling.
This whole renewable build and increase in levies has caused a lot of angst in regional and rural Victoria and Australia. And I think the division that it's created is certainly being horrendous. Government has brought in place some new rules about social cohesion, and yet we've got a state government who's gone out of its way to create social chaos in regional and rural Victoria.
And many farmers have said that this levy unfairly targets them. How does that impact you and your community?
Well, it certainly impacts farmers unfairly compared to residential residents. Not only are they paying higher levies, they're offering their time and expertise in volunteering to control fires on behalf of the community.
And has anything shifted either in government response or within the farming community itself from when this levy was first passed Parliament in May?
Well, I think the frustrations continue to increase and compound in rural communities. It appears as if government is not even listening to the concerns of the firefighters and the people who are doing the work on the ground. Another significant issue is that the Royal Commission into Forest Fire Management in Victoria has actually come up with recommendations that 5% of Victoria's bush and scrubland be cool burnt every year. And I think the problem is that less than 1% has been cool burnt. So even the experts that are providing advice to government haven't been listened to. And I think that's a real concern for all community in Victoria.
So in your opinion, has the Victorian government consulted and engaged with farmers who are going to be heavily impacted by this levy?
I think there's been no obvious examples where government has listened and cared for rural communities. And government has a responsibility to govern for all Victorians, not just the Melbourne residents who they see as the majority of the electors. There's a whole rest of Victoria and regional Victoria, which is highly fire prone, which deserves to be listened to and respected in a very similar way.
And another topic that is impacting farmers and regional Victorians is power lines and renewables. At last month's Bush Summit, this topic sparked a lot of anger. What are your thoughts on the Victorian government's plans for renewables?
Well, a fast-track renewable build, I think, is not a proper process. If we are going to go down a renewable build, I think we should do it in a proper fashion and not disregard the environment and focus. There are farmers feeling very much like they've been disengaged and justice and right to justice has been taken away from them. And these farmers are feeling angrier and angrier with government policy. It's almost all-out war amongst farmers and government policy.
And I read somewhere that your Wimmera farm sits within one of these proposed energy zones. How will this plan specifically affect you?
Well, there's certainly some fast-track renewable proposals very close to my farming operation, and certainly there'll be some impact on not just the current farming operation, but certainly in generations to come.
And what steps would you like to see, I guess, the Victorian government take to ensure the energy transition plan doesn't disadvantage regional communities?
Well, I think the number one issue is these things are only short-term in nature, 25 years. And the lifespan is done. So decommissioning and having decommissioning funds at the commencement of the projects for decommissioning at the conclusion of them would be a very smart, genuine thing to do to make sure that those decommissioning funds are available. I think if there's no certainty around decommissioning, the decommissioning may well fall on the landowner's responsibility. And if the landowners are unable to decommission them properly and thoroughly, maybe the responsibility will fall to local government or someone else. We need to have a proper process where we know that there is funds available and that those funds are held in trust by the landholder to enable the decommissioning to occur.
And what are you hoping to achieve through these rallies and demonstrations?
Well, I'd hope that government would start to understand that what they're doing has a significant impact on regional and rural families. But now, government's just taking farmers and rural Victorians for granted and saying we're always going to be there. And putting high rates of tax on farmland is just inconceivable.
Rural grain farmer Ross Johns there, speaking to The Wire's Sarah Jens.